Oh shit, I tapped record to start recording and now we're recording. Oh god. No, don't go to sleep.
Night.
You can't go night because
no, I'm tired.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter now you're tired. It doesn't matter.
It's a night time and night.
It's a night time and it's not night. No.
I'm tired.
It's not,
no, night.
It's not that late.
It's tired.
It's not that late.
It's tired time.
It's not tired.
You're tired.
I'm not.
Yeah, you've been working
all day. I've been working all day, but I drank some energy drink. I'm good now. I'm good now. Now I'm good. Watch this short video. Oh god. So no, now I'm good though. You're gonna play a skateboard game, and I am gonna have a good time watching you and commentating.
Oh man.
How about that?
I need a knot-sickle.
Yeah, knot-sickle. So the joke there with knot-sickle is that Dead End grabbed a popsicle out of his freezer. He tossed one to me. He says, these are like regular popsicles, except when you open the package, you get this. And when I opened the package, there was maybe a quarter of a regular popsicle. There was maybe a quarter of a regular popsicle. And it was disappointing. I had been warned. But I just the same was like, oh no. What has happened? Well, what had happened was they, being the company, decided that they were going to package popsicles that were like a quarter of the size. Most of it is the stick.
They're mini.
They're mini. That's what she said. That's what the box says? Oh, Christ. See, there we go. Now, once again, welcome to Fetusberry Jam. I'm your Fetusberry host, Fetusberry Crunch, at Fetusberry on the Twitter. If you'd like to follow our podcast account, it is at Fetusberry Jam. Feel free to turn your notifications on for that one, because all I do with the Fetusberry Jam account is... No, stop for a second. All I do with the Fetusberry Jam account... Groan in pain in a minute. No. All I do with the Fetusberry Jam account is post podcasts. I post podcasts and I post footage from my PS4 gameplay.
Yeah, that's what happens.
That's what happens.
You get used to it.
This is what happens, Larry, when you find a stranger in the Alps.
Mm-hmm.
That's my favorite. From the censored Big Lebowski version. Mm-hmm. When you find a stranger in the Alps. So, over the past week it's been. What you been up to, Dead End? What you got going on, brother?
Man, I have.
What you got?
Oh shit!
He's playing a video game right now. Hang on. Doesn't make for real good radio. What you got?
I've not done Jack from Diddly Dick.
You ain't done Jack from Diddly Dick. Okay, I heard that.
I'm a bum.
You bum? Okay.
Oh.
Ooh, you wrecked hard. You got a place to live. You're not exactly a bum. You're a figurative bum. I'm not a literal bum. No, you're a literal bum. It's a different thing.
Lebowski.
You have a stump on your penis if you squish it. Yeah, your wiggly penis. we probably gone over this. Dan and I both love the Big Lebowski. The Grand Lebowski, as it were.
Oh, ain't that fun.
Oh, my goodness. What I'm going to do is I'm going to search the hashtag Fetusberry Jam.
Oh.
See if anybody sent us any kind of anything. Oh,
did
my
you get
goodness.
Anything?
Maybe there's a new thing.
There
might be a new thing.
Don't tell me.
There's not.
Oh,
there's Skopatumana, which you already know. You already know Skopatumana. Scopa Tu Mana.
No, I don't know it.
I'm talking to the listener now. I don't know they it. Already well, okay. Scopa Tu Mana is, I don't know, Southeast Asian? It might be South Asian. I don't know. Seems like maybe Indonesian. I don't know. Scopa Tu Mana, I guess, from what I've gathered in terms of context, is like, what are your views on? But I have not looked it up, you know?
Well, you're a loser.
No, I don't think that's fair. I'm just saying, I don't know exactly what Scopa Tu Mana means.
You did.
At Hawk Mark 1. HAWKMARK, the numeral 1.
What?
As of 25th July, it says, hashtag Fetusbury Jam, 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 Fetusbury Jam. It's a bunch of times. I don't know what he's trying to do. I don't know what that is.
Shit, I don't know how to reach that one.
You know? I don't know what that is.
Who's what saying anything?
At Hawk Mark 1, Cosmic Mark, says Fetusbury Jam, that's what, 10 times? I don't know. I don't know what he's trying to do. I don't know what that is. Let's see. According to our latest metrics, our podcast has 78 total plays and 7 estimated audience.
What?
Right?
That's ridiculous.
We're famous now.
Are we getting money now?
Yeah, scads of it. Have you not gotten paid?
No, I haven't.
You have not gotten paid?
No, I haven't.
Oh, I just bought Tesla.
What?
Yeah.
Wait, what?
Sorry.
Is that what that fucking boxy thing was?
Yeah, my Tesla Model X. Yeah, holy, with the color shift paint. Yeah. No, you didn't know though.
It's literally a cardboard box with an engine.
Yeah. But it's a rechargeable engine, and that means that I'm better than like 99% of people on the road.
You just need to go ahead and S your F.
I'm not going to S my F.
No,
S my C. Because I'm driving a sweet ride.
Don't talk to people like that.
No, I'm gonna tell them what's up.
Just because a quote-unquote sweet ride.
Dude,
some people don't like your ride.
Let me tell you what.
I don't like your ride.
I don't give an S.
It's a piece of God dang.
No.
GDHA.
Okay. Is it GDHA?
HA.
HA. Yeah. Oh, how dare you.
Yeah.
Let me tell you what. My sweet ride?
Two horsepower assholes.
No. My sweet ride. Okay, let me tell you. My sweet ride? My sweet Caroline.
Shut up. Shut
up. My sweet ride. Okay? My sweet ride?
Your sweet ride.
My sweet ride. It might as well be a sweet ride like Dragon Ball Z, where I appear on the other side of people. Dragon Ball Z. Because it's limitless torque. Okay? I put my foot into it.
No, that's horse.
And I teleport. No, don't you dare. I teleport around people all the time in traffic. I do it.
You can't teleport.
I do it. No, I do it.
What
Shut
type
up.
Of stench do you I do it all leave time. Behind?
What do I do?
What type of stench do you leave behind, huh?
What type of stench? Is brimstone.
No.
What are the kind you think?
Not for people.
No, my cargo. You. No, because my cargo is BAMF.
That's a car.
Hit you with that Snope.
No, you're just a copycat.
No. My cargo's Zwee Zwee BAMF.
No, your car should just go bloop.
No. Bloop is. No, no. You don't know science. Bloop. You don't know science.
And then it leaves like a little spritz of mist.
It leaves the word in smoke. BAMF. BAMF. Badass motherfucker. I'm telling you.
That's ridiculous.
My sweet ride? You don't even know. It's so good.
You can't say what's on my wallet.
My wallet is better than your wallet because I have a sweet ride.
My wallet's better than your wallet.
My wallet is great, and I plug my car in. How about that?
I plug my car in every day.
How about that? Your car is gasoline-powered. If you plug it in, you are a ridiculous.
Yeah, well, it takes a long time for it to reach.
Yeah, like a long
0.001.
Yes. Like a long, like days it takes.
A while.
No, days it takes. I'm saying.
Have you sat out there? Have you waited?
Yeah, I have. you used to live with me, and you gave me car duty, and I sat there.
Horrible.
No, it was terrible. It really actually was terrible. I mean, you have a cool car that's like good for the environment or whatever, but also it's terrible. And it takes like, it's, I'm not, okay, listener, I'm not kidding. It take, yeah, go ahead. Answer your call. It takes 1,000 hours for his car to charge. We have a phone call now.
Hello.
We have our good friend Gums on the phone.
Oh, we're just, you know, spouting out some dope rhymes up on a little tiny PCast.
Word up, yo. We spitting mad rhymes, Gums. What'd it do? We've got our friend Gums on the line. He may join us.
Shit. You're
may
in not. Brazil?
Who knows? Oh, he's in Brazil?
Yeah, no, I know. I know. It just sounded like Brazil for a second.
He's in Brazil. He's in Brazil?
Brazil.
Tell him to leave. The Amazon's on fire. Brazil.
If you want.
Okay. Join the podcast.
Me?
Let's go. Okay. Fantastic. I always feel like it's really good radio. I feel like it's really good radio when we're on the phone. Please. Like when our friends call and that type of shit. Is like, I feel like it's really good radio, you know? Like when we had Leggy on the line, when we got Gums on the line, I feel like it's always like really good shit when we're on the phone with our friends and nobody can hear it, and nobody can like hear what's happening on the other side of the phone, you know?
No, I just explained everything by the way I was talking.
When?
Just now. I was repeating everything. I was repeating Pete.
Let's Tangerine Dream. Let's call a friend of the show, our good friend Mari.
But the person you called has a voicemail box that is not
picking up. One's fucking.
That's bullshit. Why is he not picking up? That's not picking up. Damn
your
it.
Shit, your shit's horse shit.
Our friend Mari, he's not picking up. That sucks. Well, let's see. How about...
I don't even know who that guy is.
No, he's a good friend of mine. I've been talking to him for a long time on the Twitter. Let's try calling our good friend at You Had Me at Podcast, our good friend Tom. We tried calling him last time for the Snope.
Why are we just calling people?
Why are we calling people? Because. It's good radio.
You're good radio.
I know.
No, you don't.
No, I know. That's why I record it.
No, you don't.
No, I do.
No, you
don't. That's why I record it. You know what? It's midnight here, so it's probably like 3 o'clock in the morning where Tom lives. He's in Kentucky.
You have reached the voicemail.
That's too bad. That's too bad. That's okay. Maybe, you know what, though? Like, maybe next time we'll actually start a podcast a little bit earlier. We'll start recording a little bit earlier. We can call some friends of the show.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. And they'll, you cut your hair.
Yeah, I did it by myself. I had a nice little suicidal break and it freaked out. And I went to like scratch my head and my fingers got caught.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just like, ah!
Yeah.
And I took my shaver, the razor thingy, and then the battery died mid cut. That's when I sent you that picture when I looked like
Heihachi. Heihachi.
Yeah.
You said Hitachi, and Hitachi's a vibrator.
Hitachi Michima.
And then he shows up ready for a fight in tech, and he's like, like that.
I'd punch you with 1,000 fists.
Yeah,
with 1,000 fists. Soft.
Yeah, in a fraction of a second. Yeah, I hit you with 1,000 fists in a fraction of a second. And it's so powerful, you mess your pants. So, let's see. What's been going on? I cut your hair.
But then I never got the back.
The back looks fine.
No, it's woodly.
It looks good.
I was told by
it's all woodly. It looks good. I feel like you should let the back. I feel like you should like keep the sort of buzz
well,
to
no,
the front
that's the thing.
And
I
the
had,
sides.
I had it.
Let
I shaved
the back
more
go.
Like I shaved the sides down, and a buddy of mine said I looked like Ice Cube back in the day because I had a hat on and it looked like I had Jerry curl up in the back.
Oh,
and
see,
I was
okay.
Like, I was
I
like,
see
you
that.
Know
yeah.
what? I'm in
yeah.
such a mood. I should give myself a rat tail.
You might as well. You're not growing a rat tail?
But then I was just like, no, you know what? I'm going to take it back to the craft.
Well, I know who could braid it,
though. No, I want to go back to the craft. I want to get that pixie lady haircut because ladies are wearing fanny packs now. So that's true. Why can't dudes have
pixie lady haircuts? Yeah, why can't a man have a pixie cut?
So I figured leave the back all furly.
Yeah, leave it all, yeah.
And well, then that's when what I'm saying. If you
keep like the front and the sides kind of buzzed, and you let the back grow out, you're
gonna look like a homeless hobo.
No, you're gonna look like either a peacock or one of those aliens from fucking Babylon 5.
That's racist.
No, oh, no, because those dudes were white, though.
Were they?
Yeah.
Were they?
Yeah.
They weren't any sort of different colored skin?
They were white. They were they were sort of Eastern European, which was weird. So, no, it's not racist. So it's not racist. Because they were all white of skin, so it doesn't really matter.
Man, all that Tapatio feels like it's coming back up.
It probably is.
Oh, it's horrible.
That Tapatio is going to fight its way back up, bud. I don't know. I mean, yeah, you ate a pickle dog earlier.
By the way, my esophagus is the damn Alamo.
Esophagus. By the way, never forget Dead End's esophagus. By the way, Dead End came up with an idea. Y'all want to try it at home? Take a hot dog bun.
Hot dog bun, bro.
Yeah. Put you a couple of slices of pickles in it. Couple lengthwise slices of pickles and call them spears. Put the spears in them. Yeah. Put the spears in them. Eat that. It's a pickle dog. It's drippy.
Pickle dogs are drippy, bro.
It's so drippy.
It's like Carl's Jr. in a can.
Yeah. But, well, in a jar.
Whatever.
It's drippy.
It's drippy. Check it out. I got a pickle dog. It's drippy.
You guys like pickle dogs?
Oh.
They're so drippy. Oh. You guys like the pickle dogs? They're so drippy.
So today's drink of choice.
Today's drink of choice
is brought to you by
today
Saint Tryphon.
We went to grocery outlet. We got ourselves a couple of bottles of Saint Tryphon. TRYPHON. Yep. It's a Chardonnay.
Ooh.
From Santa Barbara County. It's a 2015 vintage, weighing in at 14.2% ABV. 14.2% ABV.
And it contains sulfites.
It does. Wine often does. Wine often does contain sulfites.
It's supposed to be organic. It doesn't.
No. When you make it from the grapes, even if they're organic, I can't breathe. Remember that lady? She fell over? It's very funny.
I can't breathe.
Okay, breathe. Now you can breathe.
I'm laughing so hard.
No. Don't you dare.
Ha, ha.
They can hear you.
Ha, ha.
They don't have to see you. They can hear you.
Ha, ha.
Ha, ha.
I can't breathe. Ha, ha.
Ha, ha. It's a breathless laugh.
I can't breathe,
right?
But I can still talk.
Yeah.
Oh.
No. Well, okay. Well, what was that one that sounded like Stitch getting choked out? Stitch getting choked out. What was that one?
Oh, man. How did that shit go? It was like some Schmeagle's type thing.
It was like Schmeagle, yeah, but it was like.
You gotta work the mucus out.
It's bad. It hurts my throat.
Oh, as it should.
But that's our dedication to the craft. All the world's a stage. You know what I mean? All the world's a stage.
You're a stage. Give me your tummy.
Your mom's a stage.
Give me your tummy.
How about that? Here's a segment on the show we call Fetusbury Belly Drumming. Yeah. Here, let me move the mic. Go ahead. Yeah, see, it's a good one. And that's a new segment on the show called Fetusbury Belly Drumming.
He's a stage.
I'm a stage.
Guy's a living stage.
I'm a living stage. People can stand on me and perform theater.
Galactus, the living stage.
Yeah, Galactus, the living stage. That's how I do, okay? How about that? I like to drink and alcohol, and people stand on me and say theatrical lines.
Only one alcohol.
Well, I like to drink and alcohol, but I have been known upon occasion to drink more than one.
No, you drink one
type. It is fairly
You can drink
unusual.
Multiple of one type, but you just drink one type.
No, I drink often.
You shouldn't.
But that's the working man. I work for the weekend. And, you know, I guess that's why they call it the blues. Let me tell you something. You and I, we did, I guess something that's called the blues, that one episode that was six or something?
Episode left.
Whatever it was. I think it was episode six. So, the week after, I'm out on the work site, okay? I'm working, doing traffic control, okay? I get on the radio with my good buddy, Will, Mr. Lighter Eye. Dead end is Mr. Lighter Eye. You got a lighter for an eye. Oh my God! So I get on the radio with our friend Will, and I say to Will, I'm like, man, you know, I guess that's why they call it the blues, man. And for about the next week, Will and I were making endless jokes about, you know, I guess that's why they call it the blues.
I guess that's why they call it the blues.
I guess that's why they call it the blues.
On the way here, I was looking out of during your window.
Were you?
Outside the cars in the streets.
Yeah.
Kept rushing by.
Yeah. Sure. And I guess that's what they call it. I guess that's what they call it. Lose, man.
No, that's exactly why.
Yeah. And so.
Exactly why.
We have, as a special treat, as an extra special treat, we have our friend Gums, at The Real Gums on Twitter. Woo! He's a good buddy. Longtime friend of the show. You know? Welcome, Gums, to an episode of Fetusbury Jam. We are recording.
Do they see my fucking face?
No. They don't see your fucking face.
It's too bad for them.
I know. You're a handsome feller.
Thank you.
You got a good look. You got that je ne sais quoi.
Average white American.
No. I feel like he's doing him a disservice. He's more than average. He's better than average.
I don't care about the average. Just don't call me white.
Don't call me white. Don't call me white.
I guess that's why I call it blues,
dude. So our friend Gums, he's a rap sayer. Why don't you tell us about your rap saying?
He's a
rapist. Can you tell
us
a few things about the raps you say? Would you please?
Well, I think about words a lot, and then
I take it
a step further, and then I think about the ones that rhyme together.
The ones that rhyme.
I assemble them.
Okay.
Sometimes I write them down, and even sometimes I record them.
What? Okay, wait. So when you say record, you mean like
your
to
ears can hear it.
No, better than that. So you mean to say when you record them that you say them in such a way through technology that other people can hear them?
Yes, sometimes even in front of people.
Oh my God! Hang on. So is there music involved?
There's music involved.
This is a big deal.
Get the F out of here.
Now hang on though. I don't want to get too far into skepticism, okay? So what sort of music would you say is involved? What is this? How would you classify that?
Soul, jazz,
soul.
Cartoons.
Like in Korea?
Seoul.
Yeah.
Seoul. Oh, S-O-L. Korean music.
Oh.
Annyeonghaseyo to our friends.
Black Seoul.
No.
Wait, I meant Seoul. Like, isn't that Mexican beer? S-O-L?
No, that's S-O-L. That's Seoul. That's a different thing. Isn't it? Wait.
I mean, according to you, you don't know my process.
You might be drinking Mexican beer.
You don't need to judge. I don't. You,
a good point.
You don't need to judge
right,
my
you're
art,
right, you're
bro.
Right, you're right. I let. You know what?
No, you're veering off.
You know what? You're right.
You calm it down.
This is Fetusbury Crunch, and I am saying right now that I let my own prejudice get in the way. Yeah, I thought it was Korea. It turned out it was Mexico. I apologize. And so, Gums, I didn't mean to cut you off there. Please, walk us through the creative process. So you think of words that rhyme. Yes. You say them over, is it music?
You could call it that.
Okay.
Yes, fuck that. Okay. Actually, okay. I was driving with my friend, playing a bunch of fucking, like, I don't know, like, a lot of aggressive, like, too, like, overly aggressive shit. Like, I mean, I like it. I'm not shitting. It's not even shitting on it. But he's playing, like a bunch of hardcore fucking Dre, like, harder Dre beats and Tech N9ne, shit like that. And we're listening to it.
Sure.
And in the middle of it.
Well, that's that white boy shit.
Well, I mean, it's, you know, it's whatever. It's cracking, but
it was on
like the internet radio, one of the internet radio stations, and this fucking what I didn't realize was a commercial kicked in, and it was the most elevator cartoon ass music, and I was like,
that's fantastic.
I was hanging on the edge waiting for the beat to drop on it, and then it cut. I was like, well, why'd you skip that? He goes, oh, it was a fucking commercial, bro. Like,
okay, but. That commercial was sick as fuck.
Bro, I was like, I was mad. Right? I wish I caught a clip of it. I wish I knew what the commercial was for, bro.
That commercial's dope as shit. Hang on.
I was like, I like those cartoony fucking...
Yeah, the cartoony beats. Okay. Yeah. So if you were... Okay. So if you were going to say a rhyme over a cartoony beat, let's just let the listener sort of apply their own beat. So if you're going to say a rap over a cartoony beat, if you could just spit like four bars real quick, what do you think?
Four bars?
Yeah. What you got?
I'll give you two.
Okay. On some cartoony shit. Okay, listeners. You're ready to hit some cartoony beats on two bars.
I'll give you 2 bars. You ready?
Here we go.
Tossed up as the rocket mid hook shot at the book shot. King moving on squares. That's it, baby.
Okay, there you go. See?
That's what I do.
So.
MC 2 bars, baby.
MC 2 bars, baby. Okay, so listeners, if you can take that, like, what was that, like 4 seconds and put a beat under that, there you go. You got the new Gums track. Don't distribute that without giving him his props.
My album is 30 songs long, bro.
See? Yep. 40 That's minutes. That shit. Yep. Play 40 time. Minutes, 130 seconds. See? Because Gums is a disciple of the punk school of music.
That's right.
He understands what it takes.
For short attention span.
Yeah, bro. See? Exactly that. See, he didn't want you to call him white. What he wants you to do is buy that album, listen to 145 songs in the span of like 15 minutes.
Like that beats are slapping too, bro. Yep. You hear, there's like
each every one of them, they're like, Yeah, each one.
Two kicks, two snares, yep. Baby.
Two kicks, two snares. You got that 808.
Mm-hmm.
You good to go.
That's how it is. Bro. I'm gonna start filming videos for him too.
I think. I think that's really good. Yeah, film like 4 second videos where you're like crouching over like a cinder block wall and that type of stuff. I'll be your director. How about that? I'll come and I'll have you film it.
Don't do it.
No, I'll do it. It's a labor of love. I'll do it for free.
Exactly. That means you're not gonna get shit.
It's okay. I'll put my name on it. It'll be for exposure.
Your exposure.
He's doing it for the love of art, bro.
Mm-hmm.
He can do it with his phone and a brick.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I can nail it with my phone and a brick. So I don't. I mean, I might as well, right?
That's what she said.
That's what she said. I can nail it with my phone and a brick. Okay.
That's why they call it the blues.
Bro. I guess that's why they call it the blues, man. And I, you know what though? Like ultimately, I guess that's why everybody's working for the weekend. Yeah.
Everybody's
working for the weekend. For the
weekend. Your mother's, your brother's. They work for the weekend,
live? Huh?
Y'all live.
Oh, yeah. We're not exactly live. No. We're live to tape. We're live to tape.
It's live enough.
It's live.
Well, I appreciate you guys having me.
So it's not all the way live. What we do is we record first, then we hit a button, and it publishes it for us on just like Buzz Lightyear. The floor here is floor.
This is your house in the middle of the street.
Yeah, yes. In the middle of the street, yeah. Yes, yes.
That's cool.
Yeah. Is the house to which that fella walked 100 miles and then walked 500 more, and then he fell down on our doorstep, and we were like, dude, she don't live here anymore.
Unfortunately.
Yeah. No, in the time that it took him to walk 1,000 steps to fall down at the door, she wasn't here anymore. It was like years it took him. A long time.
I've just been pissing the night away.
A long time. Yeah. Have you? Man. Like, is this the rhythm of the night, do you think?
Maybe, I mean...
Yeah?
Oh, boy.
Do you think... Now, hang on now. Serious question, real talk. Do you think that the rhythm is going to get you?
I mean, answer me this.
I'm sure the rhythm...
What about breakfast at Tiffany's?
Only...
Oh, I said remember the film, man, as I recalled, I think, like, we both kind of like it. And I said, well, that's, like, the one thing we've got.
We are the kids in America. That makes
sense. We are the kids in America. That's true. Yeah, we're the kids in America. Oi. Which I guess is a cover.
And that goes out to all the young dudes,
bro. Yeah, all the young dudes. Word up to motherfucking DJ Quick.
Sure,
you know, right?
Snap.
That's, yeah. No, that's how that works. a very fun episode. I'm glad that Gump could join us for this one. This will be our 8th episode. This will be Gump's.
Oh, nice.
Dad. Yeah, we've been doing good. Episodes. Yeah, like a million episodes. More like 8. But it might as well be a million.
Bro, check this shit. Because you know I've been cooking at the bars on the weekends. So sure. This is how I subsidize my fucking.
Yeah, you've been working for the weekend. This is how
I pay my tab off. I work drugs, a couple fucking.
Yeah.
Few hour shifts. Yo, these fucking kids. I've never cooked so many fucking plates of food in such a short span, and literally not one of these fucks tipped. Adult, nothing.
Bullshit.
This is not due to fucking poor service or nothing. My man came in and showed me the ticket every time. I was like, bro, what the fuck? I was like, you need to talk to your boss about this shit, bro.
Yeah.
I was like,
oh yeah.
He was nice. I said, bro, I was like, I don't expect you to come out of pocket, but you need to say something to do because that's insane. I was like, don't most bars like fucking almost just like if you don't, they'll just take 15%, like suck my balls, like.
That's illegal.
Well, yeah, but they still do it.
Oh, yeah, it's the ARCO thing.
I mean, illegal or not, but they still tend to do it just because
if you're not, illegal. As long as you shut down.
Well, no, you don't do a damn thing illegal. Gums, let me say this. Gums is one of the most upstanding by-the-book people I know. He's a good boy. Yeah. He's a Christian and a Catholic.
Yeah. Grandmas love me.
Grandmas love him. Like he doesn't say bitch in his rhymes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
It's as if he's got his eyes wide open.
Right. Eyes wide open. Oh, God. What was that song? Yeah. What was that one that we wrote that was like legs wide open?
Oh, boy.
That was all about masturbation?
With legs wide open.
With legs wide open. Oh, no.
And then we're talking about Gum's cat and how he poops in the tub. And I was just like, tub pooping. That's
tub pooping, yeah.
Shit, you guys are fucking shouting out to Tech?
No, we were shouting out to Tech in the Chumbawamba style.
He's so cool.
If I may, I don't think that we've done this on the podcast. No, we have not yet done this on Fetusbury Jam. If you'd like, you may debut your tech rhyme.
Oh, the tech rhyme?
The tech rhyme that is supposed to go over Kanye's... Yeah, which one was it?
You're such a fucking cat. I love it. You're so fluffy and fat. I love it. Said, I'm a fat cat. I love to eat snacks. I love to take naps. I love my back scratch. I'm a fat cat. I love that cat shit. I love to eat kibble. I love that catnip.
So if you want to take a moment and put that Kanye beat over that particular, I believe you'll find it.
I'm trying to remember the other one. I write songs about him all the time. Bro.
Yeah, it's really good. I like it that you write raps about your cat.
Oh, yeah,
man.
We rap
I'm into that, yeah. Oh, yeah. You rapping every day. You write raps about that cat.
I freestyle him too because he talks so much and shit. Like that. Yeah, for sure. I'll say a line and wait and he'll fucking catch the second part. And then he's like my hype man, dude. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's swagged out, bro.
Yeah. Tech is fly as fuck.
He's weird as fuck, dude. Yeah, he's a real weird, bro.
He's a nice boy, though. Yeah, I mean, he's a real nice boy, but he's weird as shit, though.
He's weird as fuck, bro.
Yeah, he's a really weird kid. I think he might be on the kitty spectrum.
He's autistic.
Yeah.
He has autism.
Autistic?
Yeah.
He might be.
Oh,
yeah,
bro, he's cross-eyed as fuck. He has one snaggle tooth that sticks out. He's not coordinated. I watch him try to do cat stuff and fail. He'll jump on the couch arm and just like fall. I'm like, yeah, you didn't know what the fuck he's doing, bro. Fucking.
He's got poor depth.
Beautiful. Yeah, he has bad depth perception. That's okay.
He's a weird cat.
He has autism.
You like flip him. I like fucking flip around, like grab his hands and shit. He's
weird. Yeah, grab his paws. Yeah, he's weird as shit. Yeah.
I like
that kitty. He's a good kitty.
Yeah, he's a weird motherfucker, bro.
Well, let's see. We are nearing our 35-minute mark. That's about where we normally tie off an episode. Gums, you want to wrap us out? Normally we do MC Lars. He's a good boy. MC Lars told us we could do whatever songs.
Oh, shit. You want me to rap something?
Yeah. I mean, MC Lars told us we could do whatever. But okay, instead,
I'll kick an ugly Tarantino verse.
Yeah, okay. And then just hit that red button when you're done.
When I'm all done? Okay, yeah. So I'm going to hold it?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Microphone's on the bottom there. Go ahead.
Madness, final analysis, paralysis. Leo with the lion on the talisman. Callous mitts, chalice, fifth and grips. Hookaden, dwelling mist, leading green mist. Iron fist, cease and desist, I insist. For I am bliss, I exist. Wrist like fat, extend, bend, flex, project heat. Army ant laughing, TESD. Prone to oppose, they plead to appease. Catch waves like a tsunami, wreck stage and breeze. Sweater weather, petty winter, ugly tea. Breeze knees, catch PJ's lap, lavish, take lead. Take heat. When the beast bleeds, seeds of guidance direct to the door, slack jawn on more silence, grindhouse violence, kamikaze pilot, dialect dilated pupil spit biotech.
Oh, hey, wait, before you hit the red button,
yeah,
you want to go ahead and plug your shit?
I'm saying myself, my name is Gums. You can find me on The Real Gums, GOMS, like the gums in your mouth, not like the guns in your fucking pocket,
right?
The group's Ugly Tarantino.
Available on Spotify.
Yeah, yeah. It's on Spotify. We got Wax out there, too. You can look up. We signed to a label called Black Boy Awesome.
Go to blackboyawesome.com.
Yeah, blackboyawesome.com. We got there a bunch of shit, and we got some new cool solo shit coming out and stuff. But, yeah, just look me up on, like, Instagram and, like, all that. Yeah, like, The Real Gums. Right. Fucking GUMS. Like, the fucking gums you rub your fingers on. Not the guns in your pocket and your waistband, bro. And word.
Well, okay. And so that rhymes. That rhymes up another episode.
Oh yeah,
it was a good rap. It rhymes. It rips. It rhymes. Another episode of Dylon. He spits high fire. That's another episode of Fetus Bird Jam in a can.
That's for done, yeah.
And yeah, of course, as usual, this is your Fetus Berry host, Fetus Berry Crunch at Fetus Berry. On Twitter, we have our co-host with the most ghosts at My Wife Died Again on the Twitter.
Hey.
Fetus Berry Crunch, as usual, saying, stay fresh, cheese bags.